Proposition 2 would allow the city council to declare 2 days a year with no sales tax charged in local stores. The tax-free days were proposed by the Chamber of Commerce. Chamber President Hillary Whitethorn says the days could help boost sales in town.
Ideally, it gets people to spend money locally in our community rather than on the internet or in Juneau or, you know, in other places.
Whitethorn thinks that the tax-free days could be accompanied by discounts at local businesses and should encourage people to do their shopping in Petersburg.
If they can focus on this one day or 2 days a year at two separate times a year, maybe they save up and they want to buy a bunch of stuff on that day. And maybe there is going to be a higher discount that the stores put on. Hopefully that will happen. But any money that is spent locally in our community, even if it's not benefiting the city itself, is going to benefit the residents.
Chamber members have talked about having one tax-free day in the fall, sometime after the permanent fund dividend checks are out, and one in the early spring when local merchants hold a spring market. Wrangell, Petersburg's neighbor to the south, has tax-free days and estimates that the tax not collected is somewhere around $20,000 to $25,000 for each day. If that number is similar here in Petersburg, the city could be going without $40,000 to $50,000 a year in tax revenue. That's a concern for City Council member Dan Hickman, although he says he's not against the tax-free days.
We're at a point now where we can't start giving away our revenues for any reason. And hopefully that'll improve, but there's no way of knowing. Maybe it's just speculation on my part or anybody else's part. We're having a good year currently, but in the last 4 or 5 years, it's been going downhill. And that's been a concern on the council, and we've done a number of things to adjust to it.
The city took in over $2.6 million from sales tax last fiscal year. Pam Speck, a caller on a recent radio call-in show, thought the tax-free days will impact sales tax revenue from other days of the year.
And if I was a business owner in this town, and I will use the grocery stores as an example. On those tax-free days, I would have my biggest sales that I possibly could, which would bring in a lot more business, which means people would be buying more that they would not be buying on the tax days.
Even if voters approve Proposition 2 October 4th, it will be up to future city council members to decide the timing of the tax-free days and whether the city can afford them each year. While Proposition 2 could mean a drop in sales tax revenue, Proposition 3 could offset some of that decrease. Proposition 3 asks whether the city should end the exemption that senior citizens and nonprofit organizations can use for purchases of alcohol and tobacco. Councilmember Sue Flint wanted this measure to appear on this year's ballot.
I come to this as 25 years as a registered nurse, and my specialty was coronary care, so I've had a little soapbox with tobacco for a long time, but to be giving a discount or a subsidy to seniors for alcohol and tobacco products and then turn around and give mental health $36,000 every year to handle problems with alcohol, and then look what the court costs for these things are. I think there's huge costs to society and to everyone's health, and I feel strongly about this one.
The city estimates ending the exemption on alcohol alone could bring in an additional $10,000 to $15,000 a year, with an undetermined amount additionally from tobacco sales. An estimated 450 seniors in town use their sales tax exempt status, and Councilmember Hickman says none of the seniors he's heard from are in favor of the change, and he doesn't want to start removing exemptions.
They think that, and I think, down the road, somebody's going to decide Diet Coke or salt or celery or something isn't bad for you. So therefore, they're going to remove the exemption so it would supposedly curtail your wanting to purchase it because of the additional money.
Hickman does not think the additional cost will cause people to change their habits. A yes vote on Proposition 3 will end the exemption for alcohol and tobacco purchases. A no vote will keep that exemption in place. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.